Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I wanted to talk about ignoring judgmental looks. The topic I mean is ignoring judgmental looks for your parenting style or your parenting ways or what you gotta do with your kid, you know? Because we all know that every kid is different and every parent is different too. And as a parent, I accommodate to Tyler. I'm not going to accommodate, like, you know, my parenting with Tyler is going to be different than if I'm babysitting. Okay, so one of the examples I'm talking about is, especially as a young mom, I got judged more when I was 19 than I am now. And I mean, that's literally a 3-year difference. I was 19, now I'm 22. And I get judged less. I still get judged, but I definitely still get got judged more in when I first had Tyler. I can't tell you how many times I got stopped and people asked how old I was. I don't look my age and I know that. I mean, the other day I was buying cough medicine during this whole COVID thing. I was buying cough medicine just to make sure that we had some in stock, and I caught ID'd for freaking cough syrup. Dayquil and NyQuil. I don't even think it was a name brand. And I got ID'd. So, I don't look my age. I don't look like I'm 22. Fuck, I forget that I'm 22. However, I did get stopped one day at Walmart with Tyler. She was about 6 months old. And I got stopped at Walmart, and this couple had stopped and asked me, with their children, had asked me how old I was. And I said that I was 19. And they were like, oh, I thought you were 14 with a baby. And I simply said, no, that's not in my deck of cards of life. Like, that wasn't what I was, that's not the age I was destined to be a mom. And so, it's very easy, especially when it comes to parenting, it's very easy to judge a book by its cover. Just because you think that you'll do something one way doesn't mean you do it that way. Or the other person has to do it that way. And then the other thing I want to talk about is the looks that you get for how you do things. When Tyler was a newborn, we would walk all the time. We would walk the mall, we would walk the park, I would walk, like, our area, our neighborhood, like, we would go on walks all the time. Of course, Tyler is being, like, 2 weeks to 6 weeks old, she didn't do anything, she just slept in her car seat. Those of you who don't know, Tyler was pretty much asleep for the first 2 months of her life. All she did was sleep. Which, I mean, most newborns just sleep, but I mean, this kid just slept. She barely spent any time awake. But we would go on walks, and I remember one day we were walking in the mall, and Tyler's head, like, her head kept flopping forward in her car seat. And it, we had, like, the car seat that has the matching stroller, so it just clips in easy. But her head would just flop. And there was no other way that we could put her car seat that was safe. So we had to take Tyler out of the car seat when we got to the mall. We had to take her out of the car seat and flip her. We figured out that if we kept her head where her feet goes, and her feet where her head goes, she'd fit perfectly. She was comfortable. You know, Tyler did really good on letting us know when she wasn't comfortable. But she was comfortable. She just slept, and she was happy. We were happy. Of course, we had to, like, not much of a difference. I mean, it was so easy. But because of that one little thing that our kid was in the car seat, stroller thingy, backwards, we were awful parents. I can't tell you how many licks we got. And then another thing that another topic of this topic is the chatty, judgy bone conversations. Let's be honest, we all know that kids, that we're all proud of our kids. I'm so proud of Tyler. And of course, I'm gonna brag about her. Like, that's my kid. That's who I made that. Like, I'm proud of what she's done. And you know, if I'm in a conversation with another mom and then I tell them, like, oh yeah, well, we did this and it worked out really good. I'm not talking to you. I'm not telling you because I want to judge you and your parenting. I'm not judging that your kid isn't potty trained yet. The way I see it is Tyler was ready to be potty trained when she was potty trained. Okay, most kids aren't potty trained. And you know, a lot of parents are like, well, da 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 da. And it's like, no, they're fucking ready when they're ready. Like, you know, I have my superstitions as a mom. Like, through all my kids, bottle is gone at one, pacifier gone at two. I have no idea about potty training because, you know, every kid is different. But those two, like, the bottle and the pacifier, those are two things that I will stay strong with all my kids. And, you know, other parents think different. Well, let him keep the bottle. Let him keep the pacifier. Okay, that's your parenting. Like, you don't need to judge them. Like, this is what I'm talking about. I don't understand. Parenting is not easy. It's not easy at all. It's very hard. There's a bunch of times where you have to bite your tongue and just let the kids do what they need to do, you know? But there's also, like, there's no book. There's no guide. I mean, we have Google. I think when Tyler was growing up, the only time I ever, every time I Googled something about Tyler is the only time Google told me, you're not dying. If you Google for a baby, they say, oh, it's just this, like, you're fine. Like, Google was my freaking superhero. You Google anything about me or anything about your neighbor and they have a cough, you know, they're dying. They have 2 days to live. I mean, nowadays you cough and you have COVID and everybody clears the aisle at Walmart. But yeah, so, like I was saying, and I got way off track, is we're all proud of our kids, and you know, if I talk to somebody and I say, yeah, Tyler did this, I'm not trying to rub it in your face, bro. I'm just trying to carry a conversation, and you know, if it comes up, it comes up. I totally lost my train of thought. I guess it's pretty much all I really have to say, and wait. Another thing is that something that I have learned is that parenting is a lot of monkey see, monkey do. And what I mean by that is growing up, maybe we didn't like the way our parents parented us, or maybe we did, but I remember growing up watching a mom at the store talk to her child who was having a whole temper tantrum. And I mean, this kid was like 5-ish, who was having a whole temper tantrum. And instead of the mom screaming at the kid, she talked to him. I was like, no, not right now, but we can do something later. Maybe we'll do something fun when we get home. And the kid just totally calmed down. And you know, I took to that and I liked that type of parenting. So to me, parenting is a lot of monkey see, monkey do. We have to have the role models. And it might not be our parents. It might not be your best friend's parent. It might just be like what you see, and you take that as a child. And as an adult, like, I see some people like parent their kids, and you know, at the park yesterday, guys, we were at the park yesterday, and I could not handle this mom for her parenting. It annoyed the fuck out of me. And you know what, at the end of the day, I had to realize that that is her parenting. That is the way she wants to do it. She still gets her kids out here. And I mean, her kids are wearing masks, and you know, that is the safest way. I won't put a mask on Tyler. If we get to a point where Tyler has to wear a mask when we leave the house, she will not leave the house. Because that's, to me, I do not like that. And I know that Tyler won't tolerate it. She does not like things like that. But yeah, so for that mom, like, you know, you don't listen to my podcast, you don't remember what I look like. But I'm sorry that I judged you, and I was totally in the wrong. Because you know what? Her kids were having fun. She still got her kids outside. She still was able to manage her shit. You know, I hope that she had coffee in the car because, you know, she was running with them. Like, you know, we're all in this together, and I would really like to hear other parenting moments. From you guys, one of your favorite parenting moments, one of your biggest struggles. My biggest struggle with Tyler is nap time. I have a really hard time with nap time. I don't know how to make the transition easy for her to go to bed without screaming her head off. And, you know, I won't take away nap time. But if you guys have any advice to get this kid to go down without as much screaming, that would be very great and very helpful, and I would appreciate that. But I do want to hear other stories because, you know, I've reached a point where it's like, we're literally all in this together, and I have seen since day one of having Tyler that it takes a fucking village to raise a kid. You can do it on your own, but it's freaking hard. And it takes a village. You send these kids to school, and there's another whole ass village, the teachers, the staff, the other kids. Everybody has a part in helping sculpt this person into a human being. But yeah, so that's really all I have for this topic. That was actually a really wordy episode, and I don't apologize because I babble a lot because it's in my name and that's what I do. I do, however, want to talk about real quick before I let y'all go, is that, remember, my goal is to get to 200 listens by the end of the month. I'm at 179, I believe. That's only 21 more views, guys. 21 more views. We have 16 more days till the end of the month, including today, I think. And I think we can do that. I don't know what that averages out to and how many views, but I think we can do that. And that would be really cool. And I also wanted to say hi to the people who listen who are from Sweden and Norway. I think that is so cool to be able to have people, like, listeners from not just America. Like, I'm from the United States, so it's super cool to be able to look up or look at my stats and see that I have listeners from Sweden and Norway. And I think that's so dope, and I want to just, you know, I'm so happy where this is going. But remember, 21 more views in 16 days, and I need you guys' help to get to 200 listens by the end of the month. Okay? Let's do this. We got this. Alright, so that's actually all I have today. This was a pretty lengthy podcast, and I think it's been a minute since I've had one that's been longer than, you know, 10 minutes. So, boom. Alright, so I'm gonna let you all go. I'm gonna go back inside and probably brush Tyler's hair because she just woke up from a nap. But, alright, so I'm gonna just go, but I don't know how to leave yet, so I'm gonna sign off. Bye, guys!